Welcome to the Rent to Retirement Podcast, your resource for passive real estate investing and retirement strategies. If you're new to real estate or planning your financial future, you're in the right place. Join us at renttoretirement.com to find your path to financial freedom and an easy, carefree retirement. Enjoy the show.
Hey, Rent to Retires, it's Adam Schrader here with another episode. And as you always love, I am joined by Corey Zigman, another investment strategist with Rent to Retirement. We are here at the beginning of 2023. You may not be listening at the beginning of the 2023 year, but just know this is the beginning of 2023. So, Corey, this is officially the first time I've seen you. So happy New Year.
Yeah, happy New Year. I know. I your firework videos that you sent us all, just so you guys know, we actually do talk offline. We are a family. So, but yeah, you started off the New Year with a bang.
Yes, yes. And it's going to be, we've already been planning the 4th of July firework display on our neighborhood. So it's going to be even better come the 4th of July. So
that one was pretty good. So, you know, let's see what you bring.
I'm not going to be able to film a 12-minute video, though. And the two-minute one we had for New Year's was good, but I don't think I'm going to go the full 12 minutes. But we wanted to get together today because we've been having some phone calls recently with investors that have, not surprisingly, been different than some of the ones toward the end of last year, mid last year, because now we have a lot of people coming to us and wanting to talk about, you know, what they're going to be doing this year. And a lot of people are saying, you know, I want to invest in 2023. You know, maybe that's 6 months, 9 months, 12 months down the road. And so what have you been hearing from people just in regards to their plans for real estate in 2023 so far? And what are your thoughts on what they've said so far?
I mean, I think kind of the same as what you just said is a lot of, you know, investors are like, okay, we want to create a plan. We want to see what we want to do. Is turnkey right for us? Do we want to do it ourselves? It's really just figuring. I mean, I think there's always a right time. I don't think there's ever a wrong time to get into it. But I think like at this point, it's kind of like that resolution of like, okay, and I'm going to get a rental property and it's going to be perfect and fully rented and a great return and all the things. You know, it's kind of like all the people I see in the gym right now where we'll see where that's at and see if it shakes out. But I think for investors, a lot of people are coming with plans that they're looking. And versus a plan of let's start taking some action, which I think is with or without us, just a good thing. Like when you're ready, let's go. And I know you'll always be fully ready, but I think it's, you know, just helping you get there.
Yeah. And I like to tell people too, I mean, you have to plan these things ahead of time. And the first step, like we always tell people, is just the pre-approval process. And the pre-approval process actually makes you get your stuff together, actually makes you turn it in, and it's good for 120 days. So, you know, whether it kicks you in the butt or not and jumpstarts you into actually taking place, you've got a good lead in to it. So, I mean, even if you're thinking, you know, oh, you know, summer of 2023, I'm going to get into it. Well, you could get pre-approved in February and be ready for a summer of 22 purchase. But just knowing 2023, sorry, I haven't changed my years in my head. But just knowing you have this letter from a lender saying we will give you money, that changes things.
Yeah, it gets you ready to go. And the thing is that, you know, a common question, Adam, I don't know if you've heard this, but where are rates going to go? You don't know. I don't know. I say I don't know every time. Listen,
up, down, or flat, one of the three.
Exactly. You know, it's always interesting in talking to newer investors where they're like, I'm just going to wait till the rates go down. We don't know that. So, I mean, if they went back up, would you be upset? Were you ready to buy because you're waiting for rates to go back down? So I think it's just, again, just figuring out, are you ready? And then what do you want to do? And do you want to take action? And the rates are going to be what the rates are going to be. And it's just what it is.
Yeah. And when rates go down, are prices going to be the same? Who knows? You know, if you're waiting for prices to crash, are they going to crash? Who knows? If the prices do crash, will the interest rates skyrocket again? Who knows? You know, we don't know. What's like you're saying, we don't have a crystal ball. And even if we did, it would probably just be a magic eight ball that says ask later or something like that along those lines.
So I love it is those magic eight balls. Those are so fun. Yeah, exactly. Ask, you know, tell me more. Maybe
it's murky. It's murky people out there. Yeah. So, so in the new year, do you have any big goals for your real estate investing journey?
Well, I just bought 3 more Cape Corals. So that's exciting. On December 30th. So I was kind of gearing up into the new year with some new pre-construction. And yeah, I mean, I'm always wanting to buy. So when something comes across that looks good, I want to get some more doors before the end of the year for sure. And I do have a goal of what I want and what I want to finish that I already have going.
Yeah. Erin asked me just the other day, she said, this is how you can tell how much she's involved in the process. Did we close on 2 properties last year? And I said, well, kind of, it depends how you look at it. We bought lots. They're not built yet, but we bought lots. So yeah, and I'm with you. I want to buy at least another, I'm going to be closing on another lot here in the near future. Should be within roughly the next month. I have plans on getting, I'm going to buy another turnkey this year, I think. I'm looking at a few different markets, but I'm going to be buying a turnkey because I don't want to just be focused solely on Florida and the new construction there. I want to keep building out my portfolio in other places. We talk to people about this all the time. Are you looking, I know you're in Kansas City, you're in Florida. Are you looking to continue building KC or, whenever you get outside of your Florida stuff?
I mean, I have a ton of stuff in other markets, like markets that we don't offer. So I'm probably going to continue to build in those. I'll always continue to build in KC because it's just one of my favorites. But I've got 3 other markets I've been building in for the past 6-7 years. So I'm going to continue in those also.
Oh, man. Look at that. Big goals. Big goals. Yeah. I sat down and wrote out my goals for the year, real estate wise, general investment wise, and projects around the house wise. And then I added up the numbers. And I looked at it and I said, this is a big goal.
Yeah, you realized you're expensive.
I'm not even expensive. Most of it isn't going to me. It's going to the house and other people's homes. Yeah, but whenever I looked down, I saw the final number and I was like, wow, we better get to work.
Exactly. And I think that's a good place to be too, is sitting down with yourself, with your spouse, with your partner, with your family. And just kind of talking about what you want and what you want to achieve. Because I think when you're looking at opportunities in real estate, whether that's active or passive and however you're looking at the real estate activity you could be doing, it's just going to better prepare you to make moves when you actually are ready to move. And passive income isn't always sexy right up front. Let's be realistic. I mean, there's some that you're getting a couple $100 a month and there's some that you're getting, $500-$600 a month. The key is actually starting because of the compounding effort. And it's, how many people do we talk to, Adam? And I mean, my father, same thing, started this, coming into 70s, just like, oh my gosh, I always wanted to do this. I just didn't know how. And if I knew how to do all this, I would have done it sooner. So it's just not waiting 2, 3, 4 years for the perfect storm. But like you said, sitting down, looking at, what you want to make, how you want to make it and what avenue of real estate, if that's your avenue that you can go.
Yeah, I don't think I've heard anybody talk about their investing journey and say, man, I'm glad I didn't start 10 years ago. It's everybody looks back and goes, man, I wish I'd started back then. And it's held true throughout time. It'll hold true moving forward. And I did hear one thing that we had in our team call the other day that I understand, but it threw me because I don't love the saying. And that is, there's a certain individual said that they didn't set New Year's goals because they thought it was always, something's wrong, you should change it right then. And I agree with that part. But I do think there is something mentally you can reset yourself saying, okay, everything's new right now. The calendar has flipped and it is time. And it actually gives you, the nice part about it is it actually gives you a chance to sit down, gives you an excuse to look at your stuff and say, all right, what am I going to accomplish this year? And that's one of the things that, we've talked about sitting down with yourself or your family or, friends or whomever, but quite honestly, I mean, the people I talk to who say I'm going to buy in summer of this year, then my response is just, okay, well, I'm going to call you on this day and we're going to see where you are. And I've done this with my son's Boy Scout troop. Whenever we do rank advancements, the last thing I do at the end of our meeting, I say, all right, your next step is this. When am I going to see you doing that? And they'll tell me, I have a couple, I think in mid-January I have to talk to. And they said, I'll be far along at this point. And so I write it in my calendar and I say, all right, at this meeting, I'm going to find you and I'm going to ask you where you've been. And I tell people on the phone, in February, I'm going to call you And we're going to see, have you started your pre-approval process yet? Okay, you want to be under contract and by the end of the month, because that's your goal, I'll call you in a week to see if you've started your pre-approval process. We can be used like that, right?
Absolutely. If you tell us what you want, that's what it is. I mean, like yourself, I have a lot of investors. All right, I'm getting this bonus in April and I'm getting this, you know, I just got the bonus here. But I think, again, the decision is set the goal. I want to purchase a rental property this year. I want to purchase 5 rental properties this year. Whatever that goal is, because the likelihood of you actually just saying, I'm going to do it. And then especially with, you know, the investors you're working with, or like, okay, this is the time. And I know you're going to find them. Yeah. You guys, like, listen, if you haven't talked to Adam, just know he's going to find you. Okay. He's good at that. You know, that's, you know, having 4 boys, you definitely are going to find somebody. But I think it's just, you have to set that goal of, yes, I want to do this, because no, there is no straight line, as we know, to getting to that goal. But when you're sitting, you know, if you eat out 3-4 times a week, maybe just that one time you're like, hey, maybe if we don't eat out this day, we can put that in our passive income, you know, bucket. We have, you know, you could have a jar, you could have a bank account, you could have different things to just start saving and having like a goal of getting there, or just a time of saying, okay, April, I'm definitely like, we're having this serious conversation. So I think it's setting that mark of saying, this is what I want, and making the decision that you do want that.
Yeah. And I think what you were saying with the specific months is important too, because you can't, in my mind, you can't just have a goal of, I'm going to have an investment property in 2023. That's okay. What is 2023? Is that January 10th? Is that December 30th? You're signing a contract. So that's why, I mean, whenever I write mine down, and this is one of the deals I'm going to be doing, probably, I told the guy, I said, come back to me at the end of Q1. And I'll tell you where I am and if I'm going to be doing the deal with you. And he's like, all right, I'm going to contact you at the end of Q1. And we're going to look at it. Because I was like, I've got lots coming up. And I've got to buy lots. I'm going to have construction closing costs. I need to sort out that finance first. And then we can talk your money. Yeah. So, but timelines are incredibly important. I can't even stress how much actually telling yourself when you're going to do it matters. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, yeah, there's always a reason why things, it's like, oh, I'm going to do it this summer. And then summer comes and you got the kids and you're off and you're traveling or whatever you do in the summer. And then it's like fall. And then you just keep putting it off. And then we're going to have the same conversation next year.
Very, very true. So what was your favorite investment from last year?
My Austin project.
Ah, yes.
I mean, it's not pretty. I just want to tell everybody in podcast land, it is, you know, could be a train wreck going down the tracks, but it's, I've had so much learning from it. It's been so much fun doing new land development. So that's my favorite. How about you, Adam?
Mine was the change in just getting started on the Cape Coral, I think, because that was really the majority of what we did, because we were dealing with a lot of our existing portfolio for a lot of last year and kind of sorting through all of that. And so really the only investing I did was in purchasing the lots, but that was, you know, that's been an interesting run, and I'm excited to see, and I'm excited to see at the end, because at one point I was talking with Erin and she just looked at me and she goes, and why aren't we selling these whenever they finish? And I was like, well, we'll talk about that whenever it comes around, you know, whenever the completion is actually here, and we'll look at the numbers and see what makes sense. But I'm excited to have something where that's even an option whenever it rolls around of, you know, should I take cash flow or should I take, you know, cash from the deal? So I think that's what I'm looking forward to. That's what I liked most about last year. So it wasn't anything too sexy. It wasn't,
It wasn't selling your properties, the last 2 properties. That was a huge win.
That was a big relief, was offloading 2. I actually got an email from my property manager, my old property manager, that said, we need notice to terminate the management of these. And I was like, well, I don't own those anymore, so we should probably cancel the management agreement and you can give me my maintenance deposits back. And we'll, that's another, hey, look, an extra $1,000 that I forgot I had that I'll be getting back.
That's awesome. And that's the thing is, like, I think, like, as investors and investors that call us, like, we don't have all the answers. So some of us take really good deals and some of us take deals that we cheer at the end when we sell them. So I think like that is one thing to know, is that there is no perfect investor that hasn't had an experience out there. I think we all have experiences, and yeah, I mean, we're all on the journey together. And that's the cool thing about getting to talk to new investors, old invest, you know, people that have, I mean, I have a one of our investors that has like over 100 doors. And it's different conversations with somebody that's brand new starting, but still the same. We all just want to get better. So it's, yeah, please don't feel like we have everything. There's plenty of times we say, I don't know on stuff.
All my real estate deals have gone swimmingly, everything, no maintenance ever. Everything's just great. You should listen to everything I have to say.
Yeah. Your tenants never always pay more. Yeah, we get it.
Yeah. The great part is, I mean, I look at my track record of what that property did for me. And yeah, last year was rough and we sold it and got out of it. But all in all, I mean, cash flow, we had cash flow until we had to spend money this last year, but then we made money up on the sale and I got all my tax benefits. I guarantee you with the write-offs from last year, I'm not paying tax on any gains that I make on real estate this year in 2023, because those are going to roll over like crazy. And it's going to be, 2023 is already in a good tax position and it's only a couple days in. So
absolutely. There's always a win. I had one of my best years ever with my portfolio. So I was very grateful, but yeah, you're going to have, it's real estate. So you're going to, like I said, you're going to have an experience, but that's what we're here for, to kind of make it easier and kind of at least have conversations where it's like, hey, yeah, I know we've been there and it's a good thing.
You're more in the weeds when it comes to actually finding deals with our company and all of that. Is there anything that you've seen project wise coming up that you're excited about or anything like that?
I think what's really cool about Rent Retirement is we always have opportunity. There's never a time that we're not going to have something that is not going to be cash flowing. Even if it's like going through, you're going through the new pre-construction, that would be the only ones. And that's just because not cash flowing until you're done. But yeah, we have some cool new markets coming up. We have some new houses and new, there's just new things coming. And that list is updated daily minus weekends. So it's kind of sometimes for us, we wake up and it's like, oh, I was looking for that and that's gone too. And look, wow, that one's really cool. So yeah, I mean, I think that we're always looking to improve our processes, improve the teams that we work with. So, if you had calls with us last year and you had, we talked about something specific, call us back again, get on our calendars. If you've spoken with Adam or Lars, or just call us again and see what we've updated. Cause again, we're always trying to improve. So I think that's the cool thing that I'm looking forward to with us, is that we're just getting better. We're still, everybody's still learning. But it's just going to be a better experience for everybody, and just better opportunities. I definitely have seen some good opportunities that are probably going to be coming out. So keep an eye on that list the next couple months for sure.
Yeah, I agree. I'm excited. I've heard some of the things that might be coming up investment wise that are exciting for myself and my potential portfolio, and just hearing all the things Zach has been trying to add to the company to create value for people is, it's pretty exciting. I'm not going to lie. It's glad I'm not having to do that legwork. Don't get me wrong. I'm happy letting him do that legwork, but I'll reap the rewards of it whenever it comes around. So definitely will take that. So
no, it's a very exciting time. And like, it's just a good time for real estate. I think that's a good thing, is all the markets that we're in that I've seen. I mean, you and I, we all see, our team sees appraisals daily. And I think the cool thing is I haven't seen big market fluctuations. I've seen everything holding strong. So, those rent to retirement family that has already purchased with us, still holding strong. Anybody looking, we're still holding strong. I mean, all of our properties go through inspections and appraisals. So you do have some good views on that, but definitely not seeing the kind of fluctuations the way that the news is making it sound. You're always going to have something to talk about, but it's not as bad as people are making it sound.
Yeah. I still wouldn't want to be a real estate agent selling $2-3 million homes right now, but your bread and butter $130,000 to $200,000 homes. Yeah. Those prices have pretty much stayed, they're not booming anymore, but they're just kind of hanging out around that, that flat line, and, haven't really seen much dip or, if you, yeah.
That's what I love the Midwest. I'll always be invested in the mess. Give me those old, 1900 cash flow properties, because they don't ride the wave as much as some of the others.
Yep. You just take your slow and steady growth, and you know, they give you that base of cash flow that you can then go and splurge on other more, you know, more potentially speculation plays. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you always got that cushion to fall back on if something does go wrong. So
absolutely.
So I'm looking forward to your Austin deal this year. I think you need to come down and check out your land. We can hang out a little bit and, you know, scope the place, go set up a tent. The family,
only if
family
there's can take barbecue you involved. I'm only coming to Austin if there's barbecue and voodoo donuts. This is my wow. plan.
Voodoo's overrated.
And I know that's true. But you know, I do love a good donut. But yeah, I'll be down in the next couple months for sure. So.
All right. Well, Corey, I think we should wrap it up here for today. I think I'm excited for 2023. I know it's technically just the day after 2022. But it is a new page is turned in the head. New goals have been set. We want all of you to come and talk with us and set your goals with us so we can help you achieve what you're wanting to achieve. You can head over to renttoretirement.com to do that. That's at renttoretirement.com. You can schedule a call with us there. You can see our inventory. You know, let's get something on the books and help you make your dreams come true. That's renttoretirement.com. Don't forget to leave us a review on whatever podcast platform you're listening or watching on. And we'll talk to you on the next episode.